Patty from Katy.
Hello, Patty.
She has a house that was built in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Anyway, a roof was put on by Ideal Roofing about 15 years ago, so we know that was done right. It has a ridge vent, but now she says, I think I'm in need of insulation because this insulation guy came out and said she needed more and she needs a radiant barrier and two solar-powered attic fans as well. She says, I agree with the insulation and the radiant barrier. He's going to use Heat Block Ultra. But I don't know so much about the solar-powered ceiling fan. What say you, Tom?
I don't know how much insulation she has in the 80s. It's probably a little substandard. But if he's trying to sell her like an R38 to 42 to 45, that's not a good thing. You should have an R30, which is about 12 to 14 inches of insulation. She mm-hmm. can measure that herself. Radiant barrier, if you don't have one, you need one, period. That's just a no-brainer. And as far as the attic vents go, no, I wouldn't do it. But anytime you call somebody out, they're going to try to sell you all kinds of packages. It's just the way it is. It's good business for some people.
Well, I mean, there are times when one of those makes sense, isn't there?
Well, yeah, if you're putting on a new roof and you're dealing with a roofer that says, hey, we can't use ridge vents, you don't have a roof set up like that. Yeah, then, you know, of course. But it sounds like hers would be fine, especially an 80s house would probably be all right.
I'm betting it's a nice long run on that roof.
Yeah, that's why Ideal put the ridge vent on.